Blog Talk Radio.
Word.
Hello, this is Psychic Jethro, and that song was Gimme by Sir Magnus. Those of you who got a hold of the phones, get a hold of it tonight because it's Psychics Gone Wild. Very phenomenal show. We just got that song brought in by Sir Magnus. Those of you who are into iTunes, you can pick that tune up. Very positive song. We will be playing it again a little later here. Just a very, very happy, gifted song. I'd like to tell you guys a little bit about the work here of this with the musician, and Sir Magnus's story of it is a long time ago, a sorceress by the name of Sir Magnus lived where he would use magic, and magic to make his influence stronger. Fearing that he would be too powerful, Adoname and conspirators set his fate in motion. Knowing that his end would be coming, he affixed his soul to his most prized mask in his collection, the Mask of Nefertiti. The mask collection was lost and then found, where it was transported throughout the various eras of time. the story of Trevor. Trevor is an up-and-coming singer who writes and has a dream of becoming a legend. He stumbled across the mask of Sir Magnus. After wearing the mask out one night, he soon realized that something supernatural is happening to him. As he sleeps, the soul leaves the mask and inhibits the body of Trevor. So, Sir Magnus becomes a protagonist, antagonist towards Trevor, his one goal to try and come back in a new form. Very intense, very really psychic, wild stuff here, and we really want to impress. We want to thank, Sir Magnus here, and with his bio, we're going to be talking hopefully later. We're going to ask and see if we can get him on the show. He's got a phenomenal song here. Everybody support him and put out the word through iTunes, put it out through Twitter. Grab a hold of your Facebook. Please promote tonight's show. It's a very young and upcoming singer, and I think just a very positive song. You guys are on live with Psychics Gone Wild, and tonight it's just me. Everybody's got other work to do, so it's me and you. How are you, 925? This is Psychic Jethro. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Oh, really good. I want to welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you.
Great. Well, we do on here, and if you've listened to the show, I'll have you go ahead and just say your name to get permission from your guides, and then give me your date of birth so the guides will let me have energy, and then I will give you your reading, and then you can do a one question. I apologize, but we're really busy, and then hang on for the half an hour because we're going to be giving away a Christmas basket to anyone who's put in psychesgonewild.com. So we've got okay. Some books and CDs to give away and just some really fun.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, my name's Sahara. My birthday is 08-03-93, August 3rd.
Okay, no problem here. And Sierra, I'm picking up with you that I feel that you have some relationship stuff going on here.
Really?
Yeah, I'm feeling that you've got you've got someone that you want to be in a relationship with. I'm feeling like there's someone that is out there, but you have not come across them yet.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'm feeling here. And they're telling me that that's going to be part of it. And Sierra, you're looking at some other things in your life to change for you. And one of those things is you've got something going on here. You need to talk to me a little bit, Sierra, because I feel like you're looking to know something from the other side.
I don't know about the other side. I mean, I did ask a question not that long ago about what my spirit guides are telling me, but right now I don't really know. If I wasn't really sure, I had a question about that.
No, that's okay. I understand why. And for you, it's what the guy, and I'll tell you why I say that. So this will help you realize what they're telling me. And what they're telling me tonight is that no matter how you look at what you've been going through, your whole system, and you're saying your system has been going through some really, really work here. And I say your system, but your whole energy and your kundalini, and you have been putting out effort to them. And you say you're not sure. There's always when it comes into it. And that's what the guides are telling me. They're telling me that you've got some definite things you want. You know, they always say, be careful what you pray for. Be careful what you wish for. Because what's happened here is you definitely, I feel that you would like to have someone as a more of a close friend to you. Mm-hmm. I feel like you're really looking for that. You're looking also that there seems to be some sadness there, Sierra. I'm picking up that you've had some friends that this year didn't turn out to be what you thought they were.
Exactly. I think that's exactly why I was calling tonight, actually.
Okay, no, that's okay. And you got tricky ones. Be grateful. I've done this for a long time, and it's like they're going in, and it's like about you. They say that one of the really great things that's happening for you too is that the whole energy there is working for you, and you're also going through a really intense energy with the friendships. And so, Sierra, I've done this my whole life. If you've read my book, uh-huh. Living in the Psychic Realm, I'm not only born with this gift, I have learned to be taught with this. You are that one energy that's a small factor that your guides are showing me only pieces. You and your guides are, it's like you said, you've been kind of asking them and the friends, and that it's coming. There's some other people. You're not alone in this with psychic. Mm-hmm. You called the right place because you're very sensitive too. And I feel that your friends, you've got some, let's be blunt, you had some goofballs this year. They come in, you're trying to be their friend and they're stepping on your toe and they're over here and, you know, they're jealous of your hair. Then they got a problem with your shoes. They don't know. You know, and what really, if we could just say what it is. What it is what it is. And what it is that they were a goofball. And so
yeah.
Now your guides and energies are showing me that you've got some other people coming in. I see some other friendships, but I do see a relationship. And it was funny when I said that. You were like, huh? You know, and I'm like, I'm not trying to get you married off. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They're talking about a real strong, good, positive relationship where the person they show me is like you going out and enjoying good time together and talking. Love is in the air. We all are doing it. That's why tonight, what did you think of that song by Sir Magnus? Wasn't that rocking?
I was actually in a good mood when I was listening to it.
We can tell all of our friends to promote that. Oh, yeah. And when I got it today, and the guy, you know, I was like, that is rocking. I've got to have this on the show. You know, it just, it is. And it's like, gimme is exactly what the energy is doing. And I love what you said, putting you in a good mood. You have got that kind of energy coming in. Everybody does things in a pattern or a purpose. I do have a favor, and the guys are telling me to have you study up a little bit on some numerology. Take some time and do some extra studying, because you've got some name and path numbers. And I, you know, your name Sierra has got a special thing. I see you later, you know. This is where everyone teases me. If I go by my nickname, everybody's like, oh, he's a nice, good old guy. And then when I go by Jethro, they're like, he's crazy. So it's like, I like that. Go by what makes you feel good. If it means an energy of you, and I see you kind of working with that, I see you working with the power of numerology. I see you also, they keep telling me that you've got something going here about your school a little bit. There's something going on here. Talk to me a little bit about what you want to do when you get to be out there in that real world and whipping around.
I think that's my main problem. It's I'm completely just, like, shut off. Like, I think I'm just waiting for you know, that feeling, like, deep within, and you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like maybe I'm, like, doubting myself. Like, I'm not 100% sure what that is, but I kind of feel like I do. I'm just waiting for me to throw myself into it and know, like, for sure that that's where I want to go.
You're so phenomenal here, and this is where I love what you just said, you know, and it's exactly why you're not only gifted, sensitive, but I see you have a real strong compassion around you. You're a person that hasn't got the problem with being the doctor with the drive. You just got the problem with, give me the sign. You're looking at your angels, and you're going, hand me the cue card, tell me when to sing, throw me a card, throw the robe out. Roll up the card. If you want me to get on that stagecoach, have them here in front of me. And the guys are saying yes, and see where they're going to. And I'll tell you what's really cool is they're telling me you have two choices. Look at the palm of your hand. Now, which hand do you write with, left or right?
Right.
Okay. You look at your hand and you look down. Do you see where it's really round and it's there by the part of your thumb where it's like your the round part of your hand there? It's kind of chubby by your wrist. Look there, and then look over a little bit, right about the middle of your hand. What symbol or anything do you see there with the line that's going up and kind of curved? Do you see anything there? What are you seeing?
Like an X or something?
Yeah, like an X. That right there tells me you're going to do real well in not only business work, but also what I'm picking up with you and reading here. And I'm making you, I always make you work when you call in. You don't get off easy. You call in and it's like you got to work and look at that hand. And I see you also going in here. That X is also telling me that you're going to be working with a career, helping around the office work. I see you being really good at clerical. This is something that makes, I'm right-sided. You don't want to ever see my office. I'll tell you, it's not pretty. But it's really good. It's good for what I do because I know that over here is my energy. There's the Aquarius. Here's the other things. My other stuff, I keep that over. I let Kay take care of all that. You're real good in that area. You're also real smart. And when it comes to what you want to do with people is you want to really reach in there and help them. So I see this coming out in your heart, and I see this later. I see you going into a work that, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, she's taking care of all these other people, and she's doing this work. That makes you feel good. You know, you're like, you rock, and it's like, that's what makes the synergies in the soul. That's why you went through that little hardship you went through this year. When we're helping people, I read on an article today that even some of our famous people like Oprah, they had a CD where there's people who was harassing her over on her show at one time. And it's like, you know, Oprah Winfrey, come on, people. You know, same thing is with you. They're hassling you now, but you know what? Even the little trees get to grow up. You may stamp on that now, but do you see anybody bumping a redwood unless they got a bulldozer in their hand? You know, it's like, think like that. If I helped you, I feel you're going to do well, and I'm glad you're listening. Are you going to hang in and make sure you go on psycheskonwald.com and get in for those prizes?
Yeah, I will. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We're going to be giving them away here in about 14 minutes. Speaking of those prizes, all of you guys hang on. We've got about six of you callers in. We're having fun. One of the CDs that will be in the prizes will be our wonderful Linda Irwin's. We're going to hear a little bit of her music here, Sunset Lagoon. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. I know you callers are there. I'm here for you. Psychic Jethro. Thank you, everyone. That was beautiful. And that was Linda Irwin's song. It's on her CD of Songs from the Human World. It's number 6 on there. And it's called Sunset Lagoon. And we have signed copies that's going to be in the prizes here in about 12 minutes. I know a lot of you guys are waiting. I can't wait neither. One of the other prizes is The Awakening the Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind by Barbara Brugger with Tim Ray. This is a phenomenal book. We were so gifted. We want to thank you, you guys who put it in. And don't forget, it's Vegan and It Tastes Good by Chef Ceci. You guys, this is the one. I've been looking. She signed this copy by Chef Ceci, and it's going to go out to one lucky listener tonight, a new winner every week on Friday night. Ceci has got some recipes in this one. We've got to look. You guys, don't get mad because I won't bend the pages, but we've got quinoa with greens. Very good. You know, any of you that ever ate quinoa, which is protein? I'm a very good cook with quinoa. We've also got some really good pickled vegetables, all of the ingredients. And we've got some, you know, the thing that Jethro loves the most. We've got desserts. So we're going to look in here and just cheat a little bit. And, you know, those of you who know, you can always pick up the book of Chef Ceci's book and make sure you guys check it out. You know, get online, get it ordered. It's called It's Vegan, and It Tastes Good. Now, I love with Ceci. She was on our show. She's always a riot. She's a lot of fun. We always enjoy her here. And the woman is just a riot. She's just, I got to be her birthday present on her show, and she came on our show and always makes us laugh, tells us stories about it, teaches us how healthy to get. So one lucky winner is going to win that. We're going to go right in. I know we had a lot of you guys asking, where's Jethro and why did I have to wait? We don't always let everybody get in, and we give variety to the show. And so I thank all of you guys. And if you listen to our archives, you will hear that we do have different people in, and we enjoy it, and we do variety. And we will continue to do that on Psychics Gone Wild through Block Talk Radio and other facilities. We love you and you love us, and obviously that's why we're doing Christmas presents this year. Remember, I do like Christmas cards. No, I do, but all of you guys who remember, I'm going to be sending them out this year to those of you who we can get out to. And enjoy the year. Make sure you enjoy what you enjoy about the holiday. For me, it's the giving. You know, I love it, and I have fun with it, and it makes me feel good. I did a really fun thing last year that we went through, and anyone I could find who I knew was having a little hard time, we sent them a card or did what we could. Call sometimes, you know, all you guys know now my timing. I did have a question about living in the psychic realm. You can always order it through Barnes & Noble. Yes, you can go in and order it there. If it's out of the store, it's selling. That's what we want. Someone wrote on there and said that. So what you do is you go there and you order it. They'll deliver it to your home, send me the receipt, and it still counts because that store you're going to will have that on the receipt. Order it right there, and they'll send it to your home. That's one of the things that we found out is Psychics Gone Wild has been doing is promoting and getting our books out there, and that's what we're here to do. So, you know, remember, tip your waiter, buy Jethro's book, continue to drink that wonderful, healthy coffee of Ganderma Mushroom at 719-289-4907. Or in this case, those of you who want to get with me, I do the same thing. You can call me, and I'm doing a lot of hot chocolate right now. I've had a lot of people call me wanting to do the teas. I do really encourage the coffee and the tea. It's the same. Go ahead and get a hold of me at 928-284-0437. No, you will get the answer machine. It's so busy. I have two phones, and three of them are working. So pretty much that's how it goes. But leave your name, leave a number, and I will contact you. You know, I want to do the coffee. I want to do a reading. What I really have had the most fun with all of you guys and what we really enjoy is helping everyone. Going down the list, we're going to turn right around. And guess what? 770, I did quit talking, and you got to be on. How are you today, 770?
Oh, fine.
Great. I welcome you to Little Coin on Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jackie Jethro. How are you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess.
Good. Well, I need you to do me a favor to get permission from your guides. If you will say your name and tell me your date of birth, I will give you a mini reading, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, my name is Daphne, and I'm born 12-1769.
Okay. Okay, and Daphne, I'm getting a distance with you. I get like I feel like you're having to be the Lone Ranger there. You're doing a lot of stuff there you're doing, and I feel like I feel like you're tired. I'm feeling physical that you're doing a lot of activity there. I'm trying to pick up, when I go to look at the question, your angels are telling me that you dream in color.
Yeah,
you do. You're really gifted, Daphne. You are really, really strong. You know, going something else, you know, it's like something else is happening from you, and I can feel that you are really strengthening up some other work here, too. It's just like, it's just really gotten me intensified as we're going through the work here, is you're just, Daphne, you have got quite a bit going on. Now, I don't know who the one man is, but there is a gentleman I keep picking up around that you kind of like, it's like he's your pet tiger or something. They're showing me this guy that really likes you, but he can get ornery, and you seem to have him trained.
So I don't know who, I have a lot of guy friends, but I don't know who.
listen to her. Oh, this woman. Listen to her. I have a lot of guy friends. I don't know whichever one I've got right now. Kate's. No, I'm teasing you, Daphne. I've got to give you a bad time. But the guys are showing me that you do have someone that is really, he's got a bigger person. This person is, you know, he looks like a football player. He's kind of built. I also, they're showing me in color and energy with him. The color is the aura. I see in real dark blue. I see that he is real deep. He's not a person that just comes out and rattles and talks all hyper like Jethro. He's more of a calm, quiet person. They're showing me that you, Daphne, are going to be finding a relationship. I see that this person really is close but can't come out and do this. They're showing me that he's like a friend. You know, and you said that's funny because you said you got a lot of male friends. I bet you do because I'm seeing all this energy around. It's like I'm looking in there. I'm like, peekaboo, let me see where's Daphne. There's all these people around there. And I'm going, come on, you guys, I got to see what's going on here. And what the angels are showing me is they said the love and the strength you got happening in there is going to be doing some really good love and relationship with you. We were all talking about Mercury and how it's coming into being and how that right now love is in the air. and it's really strengthening. And I see you in a real strong, you know, they're like this. Have you ever heard the song Santa Baby?
Santa Baby.
Yeah, it's a really, it's a good song, but it's one of those, like, you know, what are you going to get under the Christmas tree? You know, you're going to be getting some really good things. I feel that you've got a very positive Christmas coming, and what I feel for you, Daphne, is there's going to be a relationship real strong. You have a lot of male friends, I can see that, but I also see you have a love coming. They keep telling me that you're looking at, I love that with the dreams, boy, it's just like, boom, boom, you have very lucid dreams. Your dreams are worth writing movies about. You know, you've got some really...
Mm-hmm.
Really intense, and I feel that, and I also feel very, you know, glad that you did this. We're going to be giving that away here in about 3 minutes for that prize. Do you have anything real quick you want to ask me, Daphne? And then I've got to run on. Sorry, they're pushing me again. I got to work.
Yeah. Well, I just want to know about my health.
Hmm. Okay. Now, that's something they didn't answer too much, and the guides are telling me that I feel like you are... You're going to come through some of this. They keep showing me it looks like a little sad. I feel like you kind of got yourself down a little bit, but it's from doing all the stuff you do. You're not happy unless you're moving around. You're not just a cash person. That's what they're telling me, and they're telling me that right now you're kind of recuperating, but you don't listen, and the guides are saying that you're kind of going to go through it, and I see you kind of coming out of a little bit more of this, and I do see a good thing. I think that's part of why they're talking about Christmas being so good for you, is that you're going to turn around and feel back again like you used to. Something else happened here. I feel like your system got down or something. They keep telling me that you went through a little bit of a dip here.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm feeling, and I'm going to put some prayers out for you, Daphne. You know, that's part of what we do here with the spiritual psychic gun, while all teasing and stuff aside, and I am very gifted, but I want to make sure you understand that we are here as family and friends to you, because I feel like you got to remember, you know, sometimes you do have to take a little break. You cannot play all the time. You got to take that little nappy. You know, it's like...
Right. Mm-hmm.
I feel you're going to get through, and I feel it's going to be really good. And I think what the guys are also telling me is that when everything gets done and going with the energy, your angels are showing me that you still got quite a bit more to go. And one thing about it, you've got a lot of people, a lot of friends. You said there, but a lot of people just love you, you know. So I'm going to put some prayers there, and I see you getting through. I see they said that in February you're going to feel really kind of tired again and going through, but you're going to come through it. You know, one thing about it is, everybody's known with you for years. Just when they think something's going to go with you, you're the surprise kid. You're kind of like a jack-in-the-box anyway. Here you go, boom, and there's something else going on. You know, it's like, okay, Daphne, way over there now. You know, and I think that's why these guys like you. You keep the surprise attack on them.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, bless you, and thank you for calling in to Psychics Gone Wild. Please follow. Don't forget, you guys, to put on the side there on psychicsgonewild.com is how you get in for the contest. Those prizes I was telling you about, Seth Sessi's book. Oh, you know, you guys are going to rock. We're going to be giving them out here. And speaking of, my lovely assistant Case pulled me an envelope. And the winner tonight for Friday night is... Rosa Maria at Gmail. We will be sending you one of them. He's wrote down, I hope I win. Well, you hoped right, because you just won, Rosa Maria. And we'll be sending you on your notification here. And then you need to send us a snail mail at psychicjethroal.com, and I will privately send that to you so nobody ever knows with your mail. But I just, you know, I have to tell them on the email. So, Rosa Maria, we will be sending you an email telling you you were confirmed as a winner tonight on Psychics Gone Wild. And I want you guys, we've been here a little bit, I want you to hear this song again. We're going to be really promoting this here the next couple days. This is Sir Magnus with Gimme.
Word. Give me some of that sugar. That makes me want to go down.
Excellent, you guys. That's Sir Magnus with Gimme. You started the show out. We had to hear that one more time. I just want all of you guys to go into iTunes, help this person become not only known, but get yourself a great song. It's just happy. It's like the our first Sierra said, it just puts you in a good mood. It puts you in a great mood and does it. Sir Magnus, and the song is Gimme, G-I-M-M-E. Gimme. It's really excellent. And having fun tonight. We're going to continue on. This is Psychic Skull and Wild with Psychic Jethro, 720, a Colorado person. How are you tonight? Hello, 720? Okay, we're not getting any response there. I don't know why, but for some reason the 720 didn't come in. We're going to go continuing right on. I note that we have a couple other friends here that are going. 253, how are you? Can you hear me, 253? Hello? Okay, boy, we're going right down the list, and we're going through everyone that we can get in. How about 503? Hello, can you hear me, 503?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
Great. Everybody else is asleep on me. Was I that tiring?
No.
What did you do to them? Tell me now.
I caught it.
Good girl. No, I'm kidding. Thank you for calling in. And
You're welcome. Thanks for taking my call. Can I ask a specific question, or do you just want my birthday?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I had a cat of 11 years, and she got, you know, really sick, and it was very sudden, and she just started throwing up, and we took her to the vet the following day, and we left her there, and by the time we came back, I mean, she was almost, you know, she was dying, and it was really fast, and, you know, there was a problem with her liver and her her blood cells, and I still don't know what the cause was. I was just wondering if you could pick something up on that, and if you, you know, knew if she passed over or anything like that.
That's what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling this real strong. I need to have you give me your first name with your guides.
Okay, my name is Megan.
Megan, I'm feeling that, and I do feel like that what you guys are having here is the guides are showing me with you that it's happening with the energy there, that she is, I feel like the energy is going on with the cat there, that it seems like that the energy's already crossed over. You guys had, and you, the last time you saw the cat?
I saw her Wednesday.
I'm feeling that. I feel like that she is, you know, and then cats do have that nine life, you know, and what they're showing me is that she is pretty much trying to stay there. I mean, this is something that I know I'm going to get a lot of fan mail, and I can already hear it already. This happens. I everyone knows that Jethro has a menagerie, has had a menagerie, has always lived around it. I used to have many, many cats. I've had things happen where this cat right now is showing me that it's on the other side. It's showing me that it's trying to come back. It's showing me that it's working within the energy. You're going to notice real soon here that you feel sometimes the energy close to you. You're
okay.
Really feeling it. And I feel that what the guides are doing right now is they're working with it. I feel that the health and the other situation there is going. I also feel like you've been handling some other situations, too, of your own life and work. And this is where the guides and them are working with the cat to do this. Now, this is where we get, this is where all the psychics grab each other and smack each other in the heads and act like Vikings. But what it is that when the angels are putting animals in your life, this animal was in your life for this time and this purpose. You're still healing. And what's happened here, this animal's there and loves you. This animal's still doing the energy, and I still feel the animal right there. I'm feeling a buzz, and I feel a strength with you, Megan. I feel that you're ready, but you're not ready. And that's fair. I'd really worry if you just said, oh, you know, let the cat go, we're all doing it. Well, yeah, the cat's happy on the other side, but you're kind of a little bit of going, okay, you know, this was my loving companion. And so what the cat and you've decided to do is this cat's going to stay with you. And this is one of the really unique things that, you know, I will go in and have a reading in a place without them ever knowing who I am. They're like, okay, here comes the tall guy. You know, I'm 6'1". I come in. I used to be very thin. Now I obviously eat all the time. But I would come in and people would be like, and they would tease me because here I would be this thin man. And my point of the story was all these animals and people around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lady tell me one time in her store, please take your people and go. And I said, what? And she goes, take your people and go. And I'm like, you know what I'm talking about. I'm here, I'm talking about guides and angels. I'm going to go, everybody leave the room. She wants privacy. You know, and I'm laughing because I wasn't going to give away that I knew what I was doing. And I realized, okay. And what impressed me with her is she did exactly what I'm telling you now. This animal is there. She named off my raccoon. She named off my parrot. She named off all the other animals who were hanging out with me. And I'm like, there's a love thing going on here. Well, what happens is the love also goes to this Megan. As things go on and progress down the time, this animal will step in and be in other animals too. You will feel this energy. I had a friend tell me, I've had enough. I've had animals, you know, and she's went 20 years of raising, you know, cats live quite a while. And she's like, I had three of them, and these are my babies. And she was down to where the last one was getting older. And we teased her. The one had, you know, one tooth left, and we're like, okay, it isn't even soft food anymore. Do you puree it for it? And we were teasing the kitty. And good example is all of a sudden this energy did, and they replenished. They brought her kittens upon cats, and she'd open the door, and they'd be bringing them in. You know, I can have her get on. She's in Chicago, and we tease her because she had a person pass away.
Yeah.
And what happened? That person passed away, and she went and helped brought them in. So they're like, I feel that this is a need for you. I also feel, am I helping you here? Because I feel the love is still there. I also feel like you're going through something of your own a little bit. Have you been physically, I feel like you've got something going on here a little bit with you that you need to sweat it out. I feel like you've got like a flu or something going on.
Not a flu, just a lot of stress. I mean, it's been a really difficult year. So this was just... to push me over the edge. So it's a lot.
It is.
Not really the food, just heartache.
I feel it, you know, and it's okay to go in and take that hot bath, take that time to yourself, you know, put in some cool aromatherapy and just, you know, do a few tears because I feel that. I feel it's very healing for you. I feel, you know, and now we want to laugh. I'm going to get it, but I have a little cute little duck. I take in my little duck with me and I talk to that duck and I'm telling that little duck, one more phone call, one more, I don't know why, the psychic's not picking up, and I'm going to scream mommy. But, you know, and I want you to do that. I want you to go in there. I want you to take that time. And we all need that with our angels. You know, and some people, I know, and I used to go out and walk, which is worse, you know, because here I am, I already hear guys, and I'm walking down the street, and I'm talking. People are like, okay, here comes that guy that talks and spits sunflower seeds. Look out. And they're all running from me. I feel that's what's going on because you've got to heal this. And I know that it is, like you said, it's a lot of stress. Well, there's the release. And those tears are also going to help you emotionally feel, it's just I can feel it, you know. And I see you afterwards, maybe a little comfort food, you know, which I'm bad about. I say a little, and maybe a gallon's a little too much ice cream, but just a little comfort food, you know, something that you feel good with. And a little of that time of feeling that nourishment, you know, and it's like we call this mother nourishment when we do this, but, you know, and then make sure you promise yourself tomorrow to go out and do the mental nourishment, and that's like sunshine, walking, positive woods, you know, other energies to get a little bit of that, you know, and you've done an hour and a half for yourself. I feel this. I think you're going to feel a little better, and I do feel that. I feel a little bit of you're going to feel this also break a little bit, that you've got some heavy energy here, and it's starting to hurt in what I feel like you're shoulders, up in the energy there, and in your heart. It's hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is there. And I see that you've got a silly thing going on right now that you've got so many things going on. You're like, I've got to get this done, and then I will. I've got to get that done. And you look like one of those little Pop-Tarts that is in the thing, and everybody wants it. So they're all going, pinch, pinch. And Megan's going, I'll give you a little. And the person's like, there's only the little berry left right now. So now take that little berry. Give yourself a little time. And the angels are telling me that you're also got another blessing coming. You're going to be getting some better sleep. And I feel that. Make sure you put a clear glass of water by your bed, like by the headboard, and pour it out. It's something we periodically all go do. I feel like what's happening is you've got some things visiting. You've got energies of people who love you. You've got now this cat going, another. And you need to be able to get that good night's rest. You're not sleeping real well.
Yeah. So... you said that she wants to come back. Does that mean that, I mean, I wanted to, you know, pass over, and I don't know, is it a bad place to be if she's kind of fighting going to the other side?
No, it's the same love we have here. And one thing with loyalty and with the animals, as it goes, she's very comfortable with you. So what you're going to feel is she gets to come back and forth. Now, know that you were a good owner. Like I was telling you in my story earlier, and I always get to tell my stories. Everybody's like, quit telling stories, Jethro. But that, the thing is, Megan, that you did so much really positive with this animal and that love, that's what she comes back and forth on. So look at it as a magic carpet ride for her. She's going, okay, I'm going to keep coming back and forth on that and the love, and she's there. And she's also over there. You know, and cats are notorious for this. Cats cross over all the time. So as a kitten, she was crossing over in you through the years. Sometimes cats, you'll go over and look, and their eyes change color, and everybody's going, whoa. Scientifically, they have reasons. We've also proven that, you know, telepathically, a cat can always psychically send and receive. So what she's doing now, she's over there, and she's like, you know, okay, I've been over here again. They're boring. I'm going back to my Megan. You know, aww. To her, it's like, you know, and that's how I look at it with cats. You know, and dogs are very loyal. We've also seen something very unique here, and you're going to notice this too, is different animals, and this is something that we have topics on here a lot, but one of the things is by having the animals, cats are very sensitive and blessed and very nocturnal. So your sleep will go through a little bit of this too, because that's, you know, she's very nocturnal, but also you're going to really start getting the really good blessing. Is those of us who do the good caregiving and things with animals, we've learned that from the other side, they do blessings. So know that your dreams will become a little more heightened a little later, and she'll bring you presents. Remember how she used to bring you familiars or bring you little treats, you know? And she's like, here, Mom, you know, here's something I caught outside that was running around and thought he was going to live. But it's like they'll bring you those little treats, and she'll also be really good about the fact that she'll feel really good with it. I've got some stories we'll tell later on some night when we've got more time, but really good on animals of mine who brought me stuff. And I mean, I had the cat just drop it right in my bed in my dream. The cat had been passed it for 4 years. And my sons, you know, they were like, Dad, you know, this is really wild. And I woke up and I said, where did we get these? And it was like there was a cat, a neighbor cat came in and had her kittens in the bed with me.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Wow.
And unfortunately got me in a lot of trouble. My ex-relationship was very prissy and did not care for animals near the bed. So
too bad.
Never date a model and do that. They don't
okay.
understand the natural birth.
Right. Well, do you, is there a way to kind of communicate with her?
There is, and I'll tell you one of the things I would do is I would sit down, relax, do a breathing meditation of breathing in light. Do a protection that you're surrounded in a good, positive light. Do your spiritual. A lot of people will do, you know, the Lord's Prayer. They will do a mantra. They will do a Buddhist call. Sit down and put yourself in the hedge of energy that you're protected and you're in. White surroundings, nothing but Christ energy or light energy can be brought in, energy, strength. And then bring and visualize her there with you and your energy, and you're going to sense it. You're going to feel her just like she always did there. Talk with her a little bit. It's going to be a little woo. You know, you're going to feel a little tingly because you're going to be in between with her, and just and let her know. Let her know that you'll always love her, that she's always there with you, and that, you know, need be, she can go back and forth. It's okay. I mean, I have people that freak, and it's like, okay, think about it. Your animal was there all those years. Now they don't have those limitations of hurting or other things. They're happy. I mean, it's just like a person. I had a lady come, she says, my husband was so much fun, and now that he's on the other side, he won't quit. I mean, he was just like having a good time. He'd move stuff, he'd tease her, and finally we worked together on the fact of, okay, it's getting a little scary now because she was dating and she had a person who was a little superstitious anyway, and he liked to like show himself in the mirror. And all of a sudden, here, there's this big, tall guy behind him. He's like, whoa, you know, and joke, you know. It's like, well, the husband's home. And it's like, well, you know, you're actually on the other side now. You know?
Wow.
Like, so, you know, you're going to have the same thing. Do this with the cat. Sit down. Take the time. Feel the energy. I do keep feeling like, I keep feeling here like, and don't be surprised because this is also going to help you with this letting go. Are you two working this out? I've seen people say, okay, something's happened here, and all of a sudden my cat is back. And it's like, but it don't look like my cat. Same thing there. You know, their energies, and they do this. I mean, a sad thing is I know someone who said the cat was knocked out and was accidentally hit by a vehicle and bumped, and they thought they lost the cat. The cat was like, oh, no. We were all like, oh, my goodness. The energy did, and what happened, that cat changed and went. And what happened was the alley cat became someone else's cat. Everyone was, you know, to see this, what I see, they're like, okay, what's going on? Why did all of a sudden this alley cat get into this act, boom, and then all of a sudden it's gone? this whole thing's different, and this cat's there with this woman. The woman ended up taking the cat in. The cat acted just like hers, and she felt the same energy. She joked later, she goes, I don't even like tabbies. I don't even care for the type of cat, but I like this tabby because this tabby is my, you know, Sorsha is what was the name of the cat. So, you know, you're in for a very positive experience. I want you to really take the time with the white, go around the energies, take the energy there. You know, now you know that this is going to do some tears. You're going to need to make sure and give yourself this time of the energy. I've had people tell me, okay, it just all of a sudden my cat came back, and I'm just like, those kind of energies. Know the energy, work with it, what you've got. Megan, I also want you to make sure you take that time with it. You know, do a fun bubble bath. You know, if you don't like Mr. Bubble, go out and get you one of those crazy, you know, lavender rose, something you like, something fun that's a smell that you like. Take the time, do the little bit, you know, and just, you know, literally, you know, do about a good time in there where you're getting rid of this tears. You're going to kind of, and, you know, you can laugh, you can giggle. Like I said, I have my little duck, and I said, you just take this positive strength and make yourself feel back to being, it's okay. I think that people forget with animals to do the other part of the grieving. And, you know, in reincarnation, there's a lot of disagreement and argument anymore on where do the animals and how are we connected. I know I had an animal who felt like and was a person to me. It was a person to me in another life, and he was a cool brother in the other life. In this life, he was kind of a silly big red dog. But the fun thing was, he was really, really scared of everyone. And, you know, we always laughed because he was enormous. But, you know, he hid, and we always had the big joke in our family because they were like, you know, go get Red. And I'm like, we don't know where he's at. But in a long, long system, in the energy through all the years, he was a brother in another life because that's the way he was to me. He was just, you know, and he, you know. So I hope I'm helping you. I feel like we got a little bit of tears here. Megan, was there? What do you want from Santa this year?
Just a much better 2013. A much better year than this year has been. It's been a really hard year. So just happiness and health and good fortune.
I feel that coming for you, and I feel the blessing there. I also feel the real strength, and it's good when two come together as we're talking here, Megan. I'm the same way. I also feel that we've all been through such testing and struggles. It feels like a runner. We hit one hurdle to have three more behind. Now we're going to be ready. And those of you who know with the ascension, you're getting that spinning energy, a little white energy. It's a little kooky to be going, okay, you guys told me this would be a great spiritual year. Now I've got this. And it's kind of like you've been in something and you've gotten bonked on the head because it's making you a little silly. That's the way this year has been. And I pray for the same thing you do. I know that when we're doing this, he'll come together. There's going to be some good surge 2013. They keep telling me to know, to let you know that during the time of Valentine's, notice because you have someone who loves you very much on the other side that's still going to be giving you a little secret surprise.
Oh, great. Okay, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're on the road again. And actually, we're looking here. We've got about 8 minutes left. We've got about three callers. I am going to run through those of you who were on the first set that didn't get in, and then we're going to kind of look. We probably will get to one or two more callers, so hang on, you guys. I know you guys love to call Psychics Gone Wild at 773-897-6461. And one of the great things we love about it is we love for you to do it. Know that we do keep it down to one question. We do have much time. And I want to know, from those of you who've been emailed, is are we helping you? I received an email yesterday, and one of the emails said they were not certain what times we are on. Well, pretty much we go through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We are on at 8 p.m. at night. Mondays, we are on at 4 p.m. Eastern time, and 2 p.m. Tuesdays. And those are pretty much our schedule. Now, we are, like always, going a little bit with it, and we were encouraging everyone to put a time because we did get one of the complaints that we've got is that there's a lot of times people can't find us. Well, we're on at a busy time. This 8 p.m. is probably the most busiest, and I thank you guys who do listen into the archives. Continue to listen into us, and we will continue to try to help you, and we will help you because we are hoping and knowing that you're there for us as we are for you. Psychics Gone Wild has got a new coming up lineup that's even better and better. We've got our old regulars. We've got Psychic Jethro, me. We've got Casey Kelly. We've got Amy Kavanoff again. She's coming back. We got her in December. She's going through a lot. We all love her. We know she's there, and we're there for her. I want you guys to all put a little prayers together for our Amy. Amy's going through quite a bit. We all know that Amy had lost a brother. She also is very strong, very good person, and needs that strength of his family, the wife. If you get a chance on Facebook or, you know, with those of you who ask Claire, make sure, you know, you do put in an put in a little more energy and write Amy or let her know, you know, the fans. We've got quite a few that are doing psychesgonewild.com. Write in on there, you know, Amy, I'm thinking about you. I'll forward it on. Any of you, I've had quite a few of you guys asking. That's the way to get contact with us, is just to put in psychesgonewild.com and you go in there and just put in whatever you want, and we'll forward it on. I or Kay will forward it on to the other psychics. Going into, we've got Pamela Cummings, of course. We've got the phenomenal Pamela Cummings, and she is on Tuesdays nights now. So I just got the word, and I messed up big time. 8 p.m. Tuesday night, Psychics Gone Wild with Pamela. So remember, when you guys are listening in, to grab onto that hour. We do and will encourage all of you that continue to do the support for our shows and our time. We are looking at continuing our Christmas basket. We do need a little favor here. I know a lot of you guys would say you could do a little. We are asking this year to do a little bit to help us continue with the baskets, because we've gotten down to where we've got a few CDs, and we have, I think, healing bracelet and some things that we've got. It's always been through this, and we do this as a gift out of it. We would like to do a little bit if anybody could. We did a panned it out, and unfortunately Amy, with her mom being sick right now and some other ones, was helping, and we're going to be sending it back out. It's basically a pitch in where you guys can put a little bit in, and then that way we can mail it out for, so I don't get all the cost of it. I would love to be able to cover all that. I just can't, to do the Christmas baskets, because we would love to and intend to continue on. So our winner tonight was Rosa Maria, and she will get that. We've also got that worked out, that we want to thank a special thanks to Casey Kelly, those of you who know her, for her Organigold coffee. And we want to thank Linda Irwin for her CDs that are signed, and Amy Kavanoff making it possible, because Amy put the work there and the time to make sure that this was sent and people could have it. Speaking of, we're going to be having a class here in Tampa, Florida. Those of you who can't afford it, get with us. Those of you who can't afford it, definitely get with us, because Amy and me are going to be working with, we're more important to getting you down here. It will be here in Tampa, and we're working it out in 2013. We have quite a few people already writing us. Unfortunately, as you guys heard, I didn't get to do the Sedona class. Those people, the class are there, are going to be coming here to Tampa. We're going to be doing it the weekend of the January 11th, and we're looking at having everyone coming in that can. We also have one in March. We're looking at putting together and doing some drum work, some work here at Clearwater, and those are some of the projects that we've got going. We need your input. We do know we are doing them very affordable right now. We have decided that we will do them an amount at one time, $195 a head. If you do early, if it's 2 weeks before class, we'll have to raise it. If you work with us, we don't care. All you can do, like Amy said, if you want to do something, you want to help, Amy will pick you up at the airport and bring you in. That's what I'm supposed to tell everyone. She will make sure we get here. You know, let us know. We know if we do the flights right now, you guys get on the flights and get one there. So we've got that. I'm going to go one more time with you. I know who you are, 720. Are you there, Avatar?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry that I didn't pick up earlier.
I told you to stay out of that room. It's not Christmas yet, and you. No, it's good to hear from you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing really great. And how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I applied for this place earlier in the week, and I just wanted to get some feedback. I was put on a waiting list, so she told me it's going to take a while, you know, to get all the applicants logged into the system. But I was wondering, I'm kind of getting really good vibes from this area. It's a, you know, suburb of Denver. And I was just wondering if it would come through or not.
Okay, now, I'm glad you, I feel that we can make this happen with the energy, but I feel like it's going to be a fight. You're really, boy, they got their little hooks into you where you are. You know, I feel like they're. I'm sorry. I feel like it's not the house. Or, I mean, I feel like we're trying to get you to roll. You know, it's like that, you know, that song of Papa Won't Roll. Well, I feel Papa will roll if we could just get everything there to get the situation. I feel like that the situation of ones that are there is the hook. It's like this is something that's a situation. We've got to get you there, Avatar. I'm glad you came back on. I did feel this when I went to pick up the phone with you. And, you know, I'm not telling stories out of schools. You're one of our friends and family here. And we are putting the prayers out because we need to get you into a good, positive, safe environment. It's I can see you. You're not sleeping again. You're getting stressed and you're sitting there going, we got to get, you know, where's the home? Home is where the heart is. Well, your heart's there. You need to be over there with a place that's going to be confident instead of this stress.
Right, right.
And
a lot of the energy is coming from the neighbors. You know, they're up all, I won't go into it, but that's where a lot of it's coming from outside. That's what's disturbing me.
I could feel it, and they are, you know, you know, you could dress them up, but we can't get them to lay down and lay off. It's just they're one of those people, and it is a hard thing when you, I feel it. Oh, and they gave us that 90-second song, so if we get cut off, you guys, this is Psychics Gone Wild. What I feel here, what the guys are showing me with you, is they're saying that you're going to be able to put the distance there of it, and I do see you getting to be moved. I do see it happening, but I also see it seems like this opportunity right now is not happening as quick as you had hoped for. It looks like this is what is this place you just said and what you're seeing in the future. I see this one, there may be something that comes along behind it. And that's what
I
see.
One, you don't see that one coming through?
I see like there's something there kind of blocking it. We need to put some prayer, some work towards it. And that's what I'm seeing. I see that there's something else coming through, but I do see you're on the right path. I see that's what's happening. Avatar, that's what there's, like I said, the hooks. I feel like you've got something that doesn't really want you to get out of the situation. It's definitely not your neighbors. They're cuckoo. They want that house so they can go cuckoo, you know?
So you see something coming through, but not necessarily that particular one, so I should look for something else?
That's what I'm feeling, and I'm also going to put some prayers to see what we can do to get that moved out of the way, because you just got odd energy there. Sometimes this happens when you get light and dark energy together. Avatar's putting out this white energy, and these people are like, wah, they're all static over there, and it's like the kitty that got wet, and it's like...
Right. We are very dark.
That's what I'm feeling.
Very dark energy.
You know, my blessings are with you, and they're going to cut us off, and here they go. So thank you, guys.
Okay. Bye-bye.